invite you to be seated. So, persistent prayer. We're going to be talking about prayer today. The text we're going to take a look at is Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. And let's dive right into this as we talk about this important gift that has been given to us. So the first verse says this, "And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart." I stopped here because this is kind of unusual in the Gospels when Jesus tells a parable. We don't usually get what the parable is going to be about. So Luke, the writer of this Gospel, gives us what the point of the parable that Jesus is about to tell is all about. And what it all is all about in a nutshell is that when the going gets tough, we should not stop praying. When the going gets tough, don't stop praying. And that's what this parable that we're going to read here in a second is all about. And you know what? Sometimes it may seem like God isn't listening or hearing. Does anybody ever get that feeling sometimes when we pray? Has anybody ever felt that way? And it can be tough when we're going through the cruddy stuff that we go through in this world and our lives, whether it be health or whether it be job-related, relationship-related, whatever. When it gets tough, it can be tough sometimes. But God's really clear in Scripture, and there's numerous passages that talk about prayer and how God does listen. And this always reminds me, and you've heard me say this before, there's a difference between listening and hearing. I hear Zara say words all day long. Now, I don't always listen to those words. You see the difference? I hear them coming, but I'm not listening. Is there anybody, any other husbands out there that can identify? Thank you, Steve. But God promises in Scripture that not only does He hear our prayers, He listens to them. He does both. He's not joking around about that when he says this. And context is always helpful. So when I read this parable, think about this. The verses that come right before Luke chapter 18, verse 1, Jesus is talking to his disciples about there's going to be coming a time when he isn't going to be with them anymore in person. And times are going to get tough. And it's not going to be so easy as it is when Jesus is there in person on their behalf. You see, there's going to become a time when the disciples are going to go through persecution, through suffering, and it's going to get tough. And remember, anytime Scripture talks about disciples, we too are disciples of Jesus. The same goes for us. Jesus is not here with us in person because he's ascended into heaven. He is always with us. But there's going to be times that are tough. We are going to suffer. Jesus is very clear about that with the disciples. It's going to get tough. And so he doesn't want them to stop praying and bringing that all their problems to him. And so let's read this parable that Jesus tells. It's in verses 2 through 5. Jesus said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, 'Give me justice against my adversary.' For a while he refused. But afterward he said to himself, 'Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming.'" So this is an interesting parable that Jesus tells. And remember, every time Jesus speaks, he's being intentional. He doesn't waste any words. And there's two major players in this parable that Jesus tells. This judge, who Jesus says is unrighteous, he's not for justice, he could care less about what God's word has to say about anything. And not only that, this judge doesn't care what the morals are of being a human. He doesn't care that we should take care of our widows and those that are helpless and don't have any way to help themselves. He doesn't care about that either. And so then we got the other player in this parable, which is the widow. Now remember, at this time, widows had nothing. If they did not have their husband who owned the land and all that, they were in trouble, which is why Scripture is always very clear to take care of the widows and those that are helpless among ourselves, take care of our families and all that stuff. So she holds no cards. She has no power. And the polar opposite, this judge holds all the cards. He can do whatever he wants because he's in charge. And so Jesus tells this parable about these two polar opposite people. And what happens? The widow keeps coming and coming and coming and coming, seeking justice from her adversary. The judge keeps denying her. And finally he says, this woman has bothered me enough. I'm just going to give her what she wants, even though I don't care what God's word says or what men think. I'm going to do it so she stops bothering me. You know, this got me to thinking about something. Does anybody have anybody in their life that nags at them or bothers them incessantly? It got me to thinking about my four daughters. They don't, it's not that they bother me, but they know that they can go to dad and wear him down to the point where he'll just give them whatever they're asking for. Because mom, they probably already got a no for mom, but we'll go to dad and wear him down, just like this widow did with the judge, until he gives them what they want. Well, maybe you can identify with that in your house. Maybe you can't. But when the going gets tough in my house, I just give up. So we got these two polar opposites. A pagan. This guy's a pagan. Doesn't believe in God. And then we got this widow who has no cards. So, when the going gets tough in our lives, what do? Do we give up? The tough get going. That's the next point on your sheets. When the going gets tough, the tough get going, and I have a dot, 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 to their knees. And this is what God is being very clear about in this parable. And all throughout Scripture, Jesus is clear. In the Old Testament, we get it very clearly. Like I read in Psalm 121 that Josh read, go to the Lord, he is our help. This is where we are to go. To not give in to Satan is going to attack us when the going gets tough. When things in our lives aren't going the way we want it to go, when something bad happens, Satan's going to attack us even harder. Wants you to give up. He doesn't want you to go to God. But Jesus is telling us when the going gets tough, the tough get going to their knees. Don't stop praying. Don't stop keeping God number one in your life. He doesn't want us to turn to the worldly ways that sometimes we get stuck. We want to seek some other way to help us out. We think maybe if we do this or that or listen to this person or that person, it's going to help us. It may help us, but God wants to be number one in our lives. You know, prayer is a gift that God has given to us to use. And not only does God command us to pray, he promises to hear us and to listen to us, to listen to the prayers. So let's go to the end of this passage here, verses 6 through 8. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? You know, this is one of Jesus, he tells many parables during his earthly ministry. This is one of those parables that we can call the how much more parables. Like, for example, Jesus tells a lot of these types of parables, and this one probably sounds familiar. If God feeds the birds of the air and clothes the lilies of the field, how much more will your heavenly Father care for you? Another example, if you fathers and mothers who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father, who is definitely not evil, give good gifts to you? He will indeed. And another one here, if your neighbor gives you a loaf of bread at midnight because you keep pounding on his door and nagging him, and he just wants to get rid of you and go back to sleep, how much more will your heavenly Father, who wants you to pray to him at any hour? The kids said it best. When's the best time to pray? Anytime. 24/7. How much more does the Heavenly Father want to give you? And that's the same thing in this parable. If this unrighteous judge is going to give justice to this helpless widow who holds no power or no cards, how much more will the Heavenly Father listen and hear to your prayers and give you what you ask for? Now, sometimes we may not get what we think we should get, correct? But God does indeed answer, because he knows what's best for us, whether we may agree with him or not. He is still answering every single one of our prayers. So the last, this verse 8 is an interesting verse. When Jesus says, in verse 8 there, he said, when he comes back, will he find any faith on earth? What is Jesus talking about here? What he's talking about, when Jesus comes back, when he comes back, and he will come back, is he going to find us, his people, his disciples, on our knees in prayer to him, being ready for his return? Or are we too caught up in the world? You know, when Jesus lived on this earth, he knows what we go through. And this is one of the most comforting things I find with Jesus, our Savior, is when he lived here, he knows exactly what you and I go through. When we go through those tough times, when we feel like there's no hope, when we feel like everything is bad and nothing good is happening and nothing good's gonna happen, Jesus knows what that feels like. And you remember what he did. Jesus is 100% God, 100% human. Don't ever forget that fact, because the night that Jesus was betrayed in the garden, remember, right before that, Jesus knew what was about to happen because he is 100% God. He knew the torture, the persecution, the suffering he was going to experience in a few short hours, where he was going to be beaten, flogged, punched, spit on, having nails driven through his body to a cross. He knew what was coming. And what did Jesus do? He went to his knees in that garden and prayed to his heavenly Father. But because Jesus was there to save you and me, he had to go through all that. And Jesus did it willingly, because he loves each and every one of us that much. And the last one on your sheet there, when the going gets tough, Jesus is right there with you. And that's the thing I really want you to take home with you today. And in a few minutes, we're going to be singing one of my favorite hymns, what a friend we have in Jesus, which really sums up this sermon perfectly. What a privilege we have to carry everything to God in prayer. And now will you please pray with me?